This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. Welcome back. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, and we're here restoring vitality to you and the planet. Hi, Martin. How are you doing today?
Scott, I'm actually doing good, but I hear you're not in the best of shapes, are you?
No, I'm in rough shape, Martin, and I have to tell you that it is all 100% self-inflicted.
Scott, yeah. Tell me, how'd you get there?
Well, as you know, I do a lot of internet marketing type things, and we have internet marketing workshops and conferences, and I live on the west coast of North America, and I flew to the east coast of North America, which, of course, there's 3 hours difference, and when I got there, of course, I saw some people that I knew, and we had a couple beer, and then we joked and we laughed, and before you know it, it was midnight east coast time, 3 a.m, my regular time, and I had a roommate coming, and he got stuck his train was 3 hours late, so it was like 4 before he came, and of course it starts at 8 and registration's at 7, so, you know, 6 o'clock, we're showered, we go, and the good news was they had some fruit, and
that's considerate.
Yes, and
but needless to say, you're going on reserves, right?
And every day was like 8 o'clock till 3 a.m. and up at 6. And
So you're doing 4 hours of sleep and going hard. Not only are you not sleeping much, but you're also burning up the brain power because you're thinking hard all this time.
Learning, and also you can't be like, you know, a low energy person at these things because you're always interacting. Everybody's excited, so the energy level's high. You know, I had Black Forest cake, and I had, you know, apple tarts with ice cream, and I had, you know, all these rich foods, and I'm looking at them, and it's just like, oh, but, you know, you're in that environment, and you just, there's no place else to go to eat, and you're hungry, and you're stressed, and...
Well, these are calories. I mean, fortunately, at that point, you're burning up calories at such a high rate that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, so I got home last night and flew back last night, got in at 2 o'clock in the morning, of course, and then I'm just like hyper from the weekend, and I woke up at 6, woke up at 7, woke up at 8.
You must be excited about all the ideas that you have now to go forward with what you've learned, right?
I'm in total overwhelm in that area, like where do you start, what do you do first? I've got a list of 25 people I have to contact immediately. Plus, I had all the work I had to do before I went. And yes. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here and I'm feeling like hungover and drunk at the same time, if you can. And I haven't had anything to drink for 2 days.
Right? Oh, yeah. I can totally relate. Now, you know, I want to tell you, this is, you're like around 50, right?
Yes, I'm 50 years old.
And so you remember vividly still what it felt like when you were 24 doing athletics, right?
Yes, yes.
And you're quite far away from that, right?
Oh,
right now.
Right now, I'm as far away from that, I think, as you can get.
That as you've ever been. And what you're experiencing is the internal inflammation. This is why people take antioxidants, because what you're experiencing right now is oxidative damage. You have not allowed your body to recover. You have pushed and you have created. This is like the internal fire burning and not allowing any recovery period. So you just push and you push again and you push again. But here's the sad part. This is what an 85-year-old guy feels like getting up every day.
Oh, you mean I could feel like this every day?
If you don't care, if you don't take good care of yourself, that's where you're headed.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I'm telling you, man, we have the tools. We can be well. We can be well into our advanced years. And if you don't do it right, I guarantee you, I promise you, if you don't supplement and if you don't do the right things, this is what you will feel like.
Okay, so...
Are you a convert yet?
I am. Well, actually, it was kind of funny. Before we started the call, I said, I told you all this, as you know, I'm just letting our listeners know. And I said, well, I'm drinking some Exula, so I know I'll be feeling a lot better in a few minutes.
And my
mistake was not bringing it with me.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm disappointed you didn't bring it with you, because it would have been wonderful advertising opportunity for Life Enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
That was a big mistake.
But anyway, I just heard that gulp. Tastes all right, doesn't it?
Actually, I'm just so amazed. It's the only greens I've ever had in my life. Not that I've had every type, but I've had about four or five different ones that taste very nice.
Yep, very pleasing to the palate.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually, there are two reasons for that. One is very high quality ingredients. And the second thing is the talent of the designer who actually carefully selects the products and fits them together like a puzzle.
Yeah, that's
and
for
you
sure.
know, like we don't force it like some other folks. They just push it with fillers and sugars and you know, stevia and xylitol and who knows what. We don't do that.
Right. So, Martin, is there something that someone like me can do to recover faster?
Yep. Absolutely. In fact, that I'll bet you came up with this segue all on your own. We are introducing a new product line.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's made by a company called Biomedica, and the flagship product is called Recovery. Imagine.
Nice.
They actually came up with the right name for the right product. Here's what happens. The internal flames, the effects that you're currently experiencing, this is the oxidative damage happening in your body, is associated with a number of immune system conditions. Arthritis, whether osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease, and it also is showing itself as back pain, as COPD or general breathing conditions, eczema, fibromyalgia, gout, immune dysfunction, lupus, osteoporosis, psoriasis, tendonitis, and bursitis. This is pretty much every pain that a person feels, whether you're a sports person that can no longer sports person that can no longer do the athletics that they used to, or a gardener that can no longer kneel down because their knees are just shot, or a fellow who would like to shovel his garden or his driveway under the snow but can't because his shoulders are killing him. All of this is caused by the internal inflammation.
Wow. I have two friends, Martin, who both of whom have knee problems and both of whom are mid to early 30s is one, and I think mid to late 40s is the other. And
Scott, this happens to people that are younger and younger because of the environment we live in. This of course, the list I named normally is associated with old age. And if you lived on a farm back in 1890s, you wouldn't feel this way until you were well into 50s, 60s, and 70s.
So what you're saying is that we're living longer and longer and longer, right? You know, 72, 78, maybe 80 in the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we're getting older earlier.
Well, you know, we spend more time feeling miserable than our ancestors did.
Wow.
And actually, you know, I think it's a certain segment of the population. Some people are naturally resistant, and they will last a whole lot longer than others whose immune system is compromised. And I was one of the people whose immune system was weak to begin with. You know, as a 7-year-old, I would suffer from hives upon eating strawberries or some other fruits. As a 25-year-old, I ended up going to a dentist and got myself some mercury poisoning through amalgam fillings, which practically put me out of business. And so by the time I was 35, I was a total wreck. So I had to figure out how to fix myself, really. That's why Life Enthusiast Co-op is the company it is today. I've dedicated myself to sharing this knowledge.
Right.
Because I had to fix myself. The health care system, that's an oxymoron, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sick care system that doesn't have a clue how to deal with this particular problem, which is the internal inflammation. They understand the mechanism, but they're trying to tweak it by adding to it things that will suppress the immune system in the same way as a fire extinguisher would knock down flames. But instead, what you really need to do is figure a way how you remove the fuel. And that's the natural healing method.
Right.
So
tell us a little bit more about recovery.
Well, recovery is based on two very simple things, green tea and grapes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not even complicated, but how you put it together and what you mix it with, there's another important ingredient, which is sulfur in the form of MSM. And you need to get it out of natural sources. You can't get it through chemical pharmaceutical manufacturing. And so here we have this wonderful product. It's called Recovery. It's available for humans, small animals, and large animals. There is this special product in it called Nutricol, which is the core of the product. You know, I don't know what you would call it, the ingredients that make it run.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about sulfur, because that's not something that's ever come up before, and wouldn't think sulfur was that
okay.
brimstone. Right, right. That's what I was thinking. Right?
Yeah, you can't get sulfur that way. That's not going to work.
Right.
Actually, you know, we have been selling, and I've been talking about the other products that help with the natural inflammation. Supernutrient Corporation's Platinum Plus Amino Acids. Dr. Vickery did a bunch of research for the last 40 years. And since 1984, he had this formula with free-form amino acids, sulfur in the form of MSM, and that's short for methyl sulfonyl methane, which is two molecules removed from DMSO, another popular sulfur supplement. I'll talk about that in detail. Anyway, okay. So we have that, the sulfur, and we have another, which is molybdenum. Molybdenum is a trace mineral, a trace element, that's required for cells to be able to correctly assemble the proteins. A human body is supposed to ingest a piece of protein, like an egg, and take it apart into these individual constituent components, which are the amino acids. And then it reassembles it into its own image. You can't take a piece of chicken protein and directly turn it into a human building block, like a human protein. What actually has to happen is it takes it apart into these individual bricks, so to speak, and then rebuilds it into a human protein. And the MSM, or the sulfur, is important, crucial. Without sulfur, it just doesn't work. By the way, the most common sources of sulfur in plant world is garlic and onions.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so speaking of the let's go back to the recovery and the Nutricol.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I want to know more about that for
yeah.
sure.
Okay. Well, the Nutricol is a bioflavonoid complex. Bioflavonoids being the concentrated things that you find in seeds. And it contains EGCG, which you can see advertised all over. That's the active ingredient in green tea. There are proanthocyanidins, theophylline, and further resveratrol. Resveratrol, that's another popular thing that is sold separately, and that comes out of grape seeds. And that's what makes the red wine actually work for the French farmer, where he can drink plenty of red wine
right.
without getting too damaged.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, so that this combination increases the membrane receptivity to hormones such as insulin, IGF, thyroxine, and that is what's required for the anabolic repair and healing.
Oh, I see.
So when you get tired, you need to recover, and the recovery has a particular mechanism And we could get into the science, but I don't want to keep this this podcast into the scientific world. I want to keep it real. I want to keep it easy for people to understand where, you know, you're hurting. Take this stuff. You'll feel better.
You'll recover.
If you want to get a medical degree and understand the exact functioning of this, I mean, we certainly have the pages about all of this on our website. It's all there. You know, I can tell you, I'll just rattle it off here quickly just so that you understand. But,
sure.
The significant water and fat-soluble antioxidant actions produce an anti-catabolic and anti-inflammatory effect. They stabilize the collagen, which is in synovium, ligaments, tendons, fascia, bone, blood, blood vessel walls, and in the skin. It neutralizes ROS and catabolic enzymes, which decrease their negative impact on cellular and extracellular structure and function. Oh, this is getting too scientific, don't you think?
It's hard to kind of follow it. I guess one of the questions I have is, isn't like an inflammation supposed to be sort of like a good thing? Your body is fighting off something?
That's if you're dealing with something like a virus, like a bacterial or viral invasion. Then, of course, you need to increase the temperature. That's what the body does. It just cooks the invaders.
Right, but But if you're under stress and you've got all these issues and don't eat well and everything else and your whole body is constantly inflamed like all the time, that's a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it becomes chronic. It becomes a chronic condition.
And so what recovery does is it helps to relieve that chronic condition.
Right. It provides you with the building blocks that your body requires to fix the malfunction. I mean, you've probably heard of insulin-resistant cells, leads to overweight and or at least inability to manage weight and ongoing pain and so on. So this particular substance counteracts that mechanism and causes the cells to relax and become insulin-receptive again.
Right. Well, and I want to kind of go back to something you said earlier about recovery, and that there's green tea and there's grapes and and, you know, you hear all sorts of good things about grapeseed extract and green tea and everything else. And then you talked also about how it's in the right proportions. And it reminded me once of when I was talking to, I forget who it was now, and they said, well, you know, you take oxygen and you get pure oxygen and you put a match to it, you know, you have a big explosion, right?
Oh, yes.
And you take hydrogen, you put a match to it, you have a big explosion. And but if you put oxygen, you know, and hydrogen together and put a match to it, you'll never, ever, ever have an explosion in the right proportion, right? H2O.
Yeah.
Because it's water. You can't light it on fire, right?
Yes.
And when you were talking about the right proportions, it just reminded me of, you know, what if you had H3O or HO5 or, you know,
yeah,
like,
whatever
it would be dangerous, right?
Yes,
probably.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, I'm not a chemist, but
well,
that's where my mind
water,
goes.
Yeah, heavy water will kill you, which is another story.
Right. So I had never really thought about, you know, the importance of the formulation, you know, because you just can't go and eat a bunch of grapes and then go drink a bunch of green tea and probably expect to get the same results that you would get from recovery.
Well, it certainly wouldn't hurt. And
right?
I tell you, anybody out there who's still drinking soda pop drinks, please switch to green tea and red wine.
Yes.
In any combination you wish.
Well, and that's right. I mean, it's all the spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Much better to eat grapes than chocolate chip cookies.
Yep, that's it.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So any last comments about inflammation? And I have to tell you, like, you know, I feel like I'm dragging today. And, you know, and that's because I now know that I feel like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
And I guess I now know also that I don't have to feel like an 80-year-old man when I'm 80, because if I continue, because when we're really talking about aging, we're talking about the damage to the cells. And if what I'm getting from you over and over and over, Martin, is that if we give our cells the nutrients that they need to do their job, they're going to do their job really well for a very, very long time.
Yes, yes, very much. It's like mechanical, you know. If you change oil in your car's engine and if you keep it tuned, it will go for a very, very long time. If you don't, or if you even abuse it by adding sand to the gears or bad fuel, you will wreck it in very, very quick order. So Yeah, maintain the equipment. If you do, it's going to serve you well for a long time.
Right. So if somebody was listening to this and they wanted to find out more about recovery or even get some, what would they do?
It's on our website. It's
That's www.life-enthusiast.com.
Yes, sir. And under brands, look up Biomedica. And, of course, under products, look up anti-inflammatory.
Great. And there it is.
Scott, this is going to go for the next podcast, but what I want to tell you is we also have a way of energetically enhancing the human bodies, and I would like to spend another 15 minutes telling you about that. And we call it the Star Chamber.
And the Star Chamber.
Yes, sir. It's a human energy accumulator. And I'll tell you about it next time.
Wow, that's I'm excited to hear about that. I will remind you, the Star Chamber. Because we've been talking about that off the podcast for about a month now, I think, off and on. So that would be awesome. And so there you go. Head over to life-enthusiast.com check out the Biomedica products that are there, and recovery is the first one listed, and there's all sorts of information, a lot more detail. Of course, in our short podcast, we can't give you all the details. We just want to sort of whet your appetite and let you know what's out there. And if you've missed any of our previous podcasts and you'd like to listen to them, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and they're all listed there. Tons of great, great information. And Martin, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to share all this information with myself and all our listeners. And it's been great as usual. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yes, this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.